eyeful of more than they'd likely expected to see this past week. Cuckolded by his own valet in plain sight of the manor. A parvenu scandal with a capital P. Our loyal little serving spoons tell us the lady of disrepute was one Miss E, and we have no doubt the wick she had left on the embers of his lordship's generosity has been thoroughly extinguished. This tea trollop has surely seen the end on her season, for no respectable lady would act in such a way. Good riddance, we say. Sip slowly, my dears. Lady Grey. Eleanor. Dear Miss Eastwick, on account of the unfortunate incident involving Lord Pemberley and his valet at Lady Harthington's ball, Her Majesty has no choice but to deem your season a failure. With no other suitors of an appropriate station and no dowry, you are hereby ordered to attend the Monster's Ball, your last hope of securing a marriage for the season. The parchment crumpled in her fist as her hand closed. The letter from the Queen was the ultimate humiliation. So kind of Her Majesty to ensure you'll never forget how utterly inept and unmarriageable you are. Eleanor wasn't sure why she kept punishing herself by reading it over and over again. Perhaps as a way to remind herself of the precariousness of her position and how important this last card to play was, she reminded herself, placing the letter in an empty drawer, tucked out of sight, wishing she could hide away her humiliation as easily. The high tea had recounted the entire mortifying incident to all of London society, making her and Lord Pemberley both laughing stocks. Some attendees of Lady Harthington's resplendent snowdrop ball received an eyeful of more than they'd likely expected to see this past week. Cuckolded by his own valet in plain sight of the manor, a parvenu scandal with a capital P. Our loyal little serving spoons tell us the lady of disrepute was one Miss E, and we have no doubt the wick she had left on the embers of his lordship's generosity has been thoroughly extinguished. Good riddance, we say. Her face heated further at the thought. The High Tea was a scourge of London, a gossip publication devoted to the Tans marriage market. They had eyes at every ball, every garden soiree, every riding excursion and game of croquet. Perhaps he hadn't seen it. After all, lords of high standing had no use for trivial gossip. This Marquis of Basingstoke likely wouldn't either. I'm sure he has more important things to worry about than some silly, inaccurate slander. The incident with Lord Pemberley's valet was not her fault. The man was rude and quite insistent in his failed manners, and she hadn't required his assistance in the first place. If he was going to offer his hand to help her descend the carriage steps, the least he could have done was to ensure the pathway was cleared of loose stones and frolicking spaniels. That Lord Pemberley had turned just in time to see her sprawled out over his manservant, her knees coming down on either side of his legs as if she were mounting a horse, clawing at his waistcoat to regain her balance, the man's big hand attempting to steady her, and instead cupping a generous handful of her posterior, was all simply a dreadful misunderstanding. She should have cut her losses then, but like the foolish optimist she was, she had continued into the ball, hoping against hope that the incident outside would remain in the dust. Her faith in her fellow revellers was misplaced. Lady Harthington eyed her as if she were a particularly unattractive bug every time Eleanor happened to find herself in the crosshairs of the woman's gaze, and Lord Pemberley seemed intent on forgetting she existed. She wound up spending most of the evening sitting at a cluster of tables with the other wallflowers, wishing she had simply stayed in Paris. A failure, a failure, a failure. Heat rose to her cheeks every time she read the blasted missive, and Eleanor knew that moment was no exception. Pull yourself together. He's going to be here any moment. You don't need to look like a strawberry when he does. Resting her forehead against the cool marble on the side of the fireplace, she sucked in a centering breath, counting to three before turning, casting her gaze over the room once more. Everything was perfect, or at least as perfect as they could make it under the circumstances. The table was set for tea. The sterling tea service belonged to her grandmother, a wedding gift,